Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, okay, so you've got a bumper crop of backyard garden delights. You have peppers and potatoes and tomatoes. Oh, my. What do you do with all of that delectable fresh produce? Lisa Brautz has some answers in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
I had the best dill pickle I've ever had last weekend. Meet my friend Asher. He's 3 years old, and he's a cucumber farmer.
Tomato soup, tomatoes, and I harvested them, and they were next to my cucumber tunnel.
Right there at the end, Asher mentions a cucumber tunnel. It's where he tended his crop of pickling cucumbers in his family's garden. After harvest, he helped his parents, Kate and Ben, pickle the cukes he'd harvested, a 5-gallon bucket's worth. And they were incredible. What was great after I took my first bite of the pickle and went on about how tasty it was how Asher didn't even look especially proud. He just looked like he understood that, yeah, of course that pickle is awesome. It came from my garden. Duh. It's hardcore food preservation season right now. Late summer is when the food really starts to roll in, when there are more tomatoes and peppers and fruit than you can possibly eat or give away if you have a big varied garden. And there's plenty to buy directly from farmers if you don't have a garden. This season's weather has been, overall, pretty conducive to the growing of food. What to do with it all? How about preserving it? Putting it up for the winter, little house in the big woods style. Remember the braided onions and dried peppers and huge pumpkins stored in the Ingalls attic? That little smokehouse they had? Those big yellow cheeses wrapped just so in paper by Ma? There are a lot of ways to preserve food. Pickling, canning, drying, freezing, and smoking are some of the most common. Food preservation is a fading art, enjoying a bit of a renaissance in these times thanks to renewed interest, not just in having local food around to eat when the snow flies, but also interest in learning such a skill that becomes necessary, not just handy, when you're fairly new to gardening and are unsure of what to do with your unexpectedly bumper crop of tomatoes. While you might need some equipment to start, especially if you're going the canning route on your own, food preservation is generally pretty inexpensive and assures that fresh garden produce, or even some that might be a little bit overripe, won't go to waste. In fact, it seems like the three biggest obstacles to learning food preservation, other than time, but that's another subject for another day, are knowing what kind of equipment to use, having access to it, and knowing how to use it. And that's where the neighborhood food preservation party comes in. Ben Lubchansky and Kate Zombratz Lubchansky live in my neighborhood. They decided that one way to help corral all that garden and market produce and to encourage people to try their hand at canning or drying or roasting was to open up their kitchen and backyard. So last weekend, they hosted a neighborhood food preservation 101 of sorts. All skill sets were welcome to join in and use Kate and Ben's kitchen and appliances, many of which are commercial grade and enormous, as well as their books and their brains.
I am slicing peaches to freeze. The peaches came from a tree in our front yard that I planted 7 years ago when I bought my house. And we're going to freeze them, and then probably throughout the winter and into the spring, we'll take them out and make smoothies with them, pies, cobblers, things like that.
Clint's wife, Beth, was nearby flipping fresh peppers over a huge grill.
I'm roasting these jalapenos and poblano peppers. Got them from Blue Moon Farm. I'm going to put them in the freezer and pull them out all winter long so I can enjoy fresh, smoky flavor.
And then there was Micah, who was making something special in the kitchen.
I am currently brewing a batch of English bitters-style beer at Kate and Ben Lubchansky's house. And what I'm essentially doing now is boiling the wort. And after I do that, I will be putting it into two carboys and fermenting it. But the really neat thing about this batch of beer today is that most of my hops that I'm using came from La Casa, just down the street. They have a few hop vines. And so I have some Cascade hops that I'll be putting into this batch here for my aroma hops.
What I found most compelling about this whole idea was the conviviality of it. People getting together to share equipment, skills, and recipes in much the same way some of our grandparents or great-grandparents did. I've done my share of food preserving and know it can be a hot, messy business, but it's made way more fun with the addition of others doing the same thing. It's what Kate and Ben were after, too.
Since we have at our disposal a lot of commercial-style equipment, including a range and giant pots, dehydrators, blenders, big double grill, and now some space for people to work, we thought one of the ways to beat sort of the sweltering, sort of oppressive labor of canning, putting up a beer, is to be outside and to use this large-scale equipment to facilitate things, help people do things in larger batches, and to spend time together, sort of the a la summer kitchen idea.
We are really big into making sure that we're eating local all year round, so we try to do as much of that as possible, and putting things up in the most efficient manner possible kind of makes things a lot easier.
Kate and Ben plan to have more food preservation days at their home this fall to accommodate the growing season. Think of it like this. Food preservation is a logical extension of the garden started this spring. When we reap what we or others sow, we have to do something with it if we can't eat it all. And like anything else, it's way more fun when you have friends working alongside you. So grab some freezer bags and some local peaches or some jars and some of those tomatoes and a few friends. In December, you'll be glad you did.
Lisa Brott's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have an idea for a future edition of In My Backyard, drop us an email at willagstaff@illinois.edu. That's willagstaff@illinois.edu. Or call us at area code 217-333-7300.